AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Speaking by video call to the World Government Summit in Dubai, Elon Musk talked about deleting entire agencies from the U.S. government.
It's really far from behind. It's easy. It's kind of like if leaving a weed. If you don't remove the roots of the weed, then it's easy for the weed to grow back.
Musk joked he was the White House tech support, wearing a black T-shirt that read, "Tech Support." The billionaire is leading President Trump's effort to radically cut spending and restructure its priorities.
We really have here rule of the bureaucracy as opposed to rule of the people, democracy. So we want to restore rule of the people. And so what that means is reducing the size of the federal government.
Musk's remarks also offered a more isolationist view of American power.
Basically, America should mind its own business, rather than push for regime change all over the place.
Elon Musk also noted the Trump administration's focus on eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion work, at one point linking it to AI. Several NATO allies stressed Ukraine and Europe must not be cut out of any peace negotiations, as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth denied the U.S. is betraying Ukraine. President Trump talked about meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Do we expect that he'll come here and I'll go there, and we're going to meet also probably in Saudi Arabia. The first time we'll meet in Saudi Arabia, see if we can get something done. But we want to end that war. That war is a disaster.
Trump did not mention Ukraine and says Ukraine should not be allowed to join NATO. The Senate is expected to vote on the confirmation of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a vocal vaccine critic, as the nation's health secretary. Linda McMahon faces an unusual test as she seeks Senate approval to lead an agency, the Department of Education, President Trump wants her to destroy. This is AP News. Stormy weather could bring mudslides to California. There are still unsettled issues over recent wildfires.
California's plan that provides insurance to homeowners who cannot get private insurance needs $1 billion more to pay out claims related to the Los Angeles wildfires. The FAIR plan is an insurance pool that all major private insurers pay into. The plan then issues policies to people who cannot get private insurance because their properties are deemed to be too risky. California's state insurance department says it's the first time that the FAIR plan has sought approval for additional money in more than 30 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
People in South Texas living near Elon Musk's SpaceX launch site will soon decide whether they'll be officially recognized as Starbase Texas. A Cameron County judge announced the proposed SpaceX city met state requirements and an order was signed to move ahead with an incorporation election in May. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.